Welcome to Gaining Listings and Buyers with Referrals. Today we'll discuss how you can dramatically increase your income using referrals to gain more business. My definition of a sales pro is someone who has the ability to make cold calls but never ever has to do it. Real pros in this business are so good at getting referrals, they never need to put themselves through the high stress and rejection of cold calls or door-to-door farming. Our research has shown that referred leads are 35% more likely to buy from you and will earn 25% higher commissions than face-to-face or phone calls. In a study done by Cornell University, car buyers were contacted by their salespeople and asked for referrals. The referred leads were offered discounts for buying from any dealership the manufacturer had a relationship with. Those referrals were 35% less likely to negotiate a lower price than walk-up traffic. Referrals do make a difference. But why don't you ask for referrals in the first place? On the one hand, you think clients should just offer referrals when you do a great job. On the other hand, clients and your network don't think you need referrals because you never ask for them. You know, this is really a catch-22. If you don't ask, you won't get them. The real issue isn't that you didn't perform well enough. The real reason you get referrals is that you maintain the relationship with them. Have you ever been surprised those you have the best relationships with also have the highest regard for your ability? Many years ago, I did the fifth speech in a row with a company in Phoenix. The president asked me if I accept referrals. I said, yeah, Charles, why do you ask? He said, because you've never asked me for referrals and I didn't know if you wanted them. I was shocked. The reason I wasn't getting more referrals was that I wasn't consistent about asking. The better the relationship, the more value they have, and the more willing your clients will be to give you referrals. This video will not only show you how to gain referrals, but also how to use them to produce more business than ever before. The best way to increase your sales production and decrease prospecting time is to tap into the networks that already exist between your current clients and the prospects they lead you to. Just in case you're nervous about asking for referrals, you'll also learn some very advanced techniques on how to gain referrals without actually asking for them. An airline ticket agent asked me recently what I did for a living. I told her I'm a best-selling author and speak at conventions around the world, but mostly I think of myself as a salesman. She said, oh, I would hate to sell. I said, but you're selling all the time. I just heard you a minute ago persuade that irate passenger that he was better off taking a later flight because of a mechanical problem. She said, yeah, but I would hate to have to sell something. She didn't quite get the concept. But she really had a good point. If you could take out the discomfort out of selling, wouldn't your business be more fun? And wouldn't it be more fun selling to those who want to talk to you? Join me now as I speak to a group of realtors on how to get listings and buyers with referrals.
There are four steps in the sales process. Four steps to get business from anybody, anytime, anywhere. Four steps. Number one is called approach. Woody Allen once said, success is 1% genius, 99% just flat out showing up, right, Mike? You know, we don't show up enough in this business. When business is down, we don't work. When business is wonderful, we think we're too busy. Now, you need to show up every day, no matter what's happening. Because when the business is down, we get market share. When the business is up, we make more money. Either way, you win. You know, there's really only four ways of getting business in this business. Five ways. Number one is cold calling. Yeah, that works. A 4% closing ratio. Number two, you can buy leads. And a lot of people will sell you leads. You know, they do, mailings and get cards and things. And it's going to be about $100 a lead. And there's about a 30% closing ratio. Now, I'm not talking about closing ratio by listing a house or buying. I'm not talking about people just meeting with you. I mean, just sitting in the room with you. That's closing ratio in this one. Advertising is unlimited dollars, mainly because David Ogilvie from Ogilvie Mather once said that 50% of my advertising doesn't work. I just don't want to have that. I don't know which half that is. Number four is called seminars, and some of you do that effectively, and we're going to talk about that a little more today. And it's $600 per appointment that you book. It's very, very expensive. But the best one are referrals. Referrals have a 38% closing ratio. They're free. And the funny thing is, people want to meet with you when they get introduced to you. So let's talk about referrals. 85% of you in this room, you'll walk out of here and you think, that was a lot of fun, and you'll never apply this. You won't do it. Mainly because you thought early in career, I asked for referrals, I didn't get them, so therefore, I'm not going to try anymore because I got shut down. Yeah, that's interesting. Because people will typically say to you when you ask for referrals, well, I don't know anybody, or I talk about you all the time, which is a lie. They don't. Interestingly enough, you've got advocates that love you, but not many of them, because you don't keep in contact. People give you referrals because of contact. They don't give you referrals because you get a good deal for them. They give referrals because they see you all the time. They know you. And that means that 50% of the people out there will talk about you, which is not very many. So therefore, if you get a referral, ask referrals, 50% will give you two or more, Mike. 38% of the referral leads will meet with you just because you made a phone call because you knew a friend of a friend. 25% more likely to buy. And here's the important one. There's 35% more income to you than with any of the lead source because they don't negotiate fees or they negotiate less than they would, and there's 35% more money in your pocket. Here's a four-step way to do it. Ready? Number one, let the client know exactly why you want the referral. Use exactly these words. I love working with you. People give referrals because of the relationship, not because of the deal. You have to let them know that you enjoy their relationship. I love working with you. Sentence number two, we call it the 75-82% rule. Your clients, by the way, do not give you referrals because you ask to help them build your business. Now, I hate to say this, but they just don't care. Or maybe they care, but they care that day. They don't care the day after, or the week before that. They do care a lot about their friends. Did you know, Mr. Client, Ms. Client, that in 2008, 82% of the population actually had lost money, either in their homes, the portfolio, et cetera, et cetera. Even today, 75% of the people out there, because of the home is so devalued, they're not even sure they can retire or move to the place they want to move to. They're worried. 75-82% rule. Here's the last sentence. This is the money sentence. Who do you know who could benefit from the kind of relationship we've had so far? So let's explore this just a second. Number one, you let them know that you like the relationship. Number two, you let them know you want to help them help their friends, which they will respond to. And number three, you're going to ask them directly for the question. And maybe you don't get a referral that time, but 3 months from now, if you keep asking, they'll keep talking about you and you'll start getting referrals on a constant basis. I promise you, because this is what I do for a living, gang. I've been doing this for years and years, and nobody that does ask referrals consistently using this technique comes up short. They always get referrals.
Tell your clients why you want referrals. You know, many realtors make the mistake of asking for referrals without giving a reason. Or if they give a reason, it's often because they want the client to help them build their business. One of the worst requests for referrals that you can make is to ask, who do you know who needs a realtor? They will almost always say, I don't know anybody. This is because nobody has asked them in recent memory for the name of a realtor. You know, but this makes sense. In the last 30 years, not one person has ever asked me for the name of a realtor. So if you ask me for a realtor, I'll respond with, I don't know anybody. But there's a much better way to ask. All of your clients and personal network are more interested in helping their friends than helping you build your business. So we've come up with a great technique to help your clients help their friends. It's called the 75-82% rule. Mr. Client, I'm not sure you know this, but 82% of your friends lost equity value in the last 8 years. Even today, 75% of your friends and family will have to postpone retirement and maybe can't even move because they're waiting for their home to regain value. Many of your friends and family are facing very challenging times. Who do you know who could benefit from the kind of relationship we've had so far? By using this rule, you're trying to get your clients to help their friends instead of asking them to build your business. It's much more elegant than just asking for referrals. So you want to ask this in a way that clients say, of course, anybody could benefit from a relationship with you.
Number two, how many referrals would you ask for from the same person? How many referrals would you expect from the same client? Just take a guess. Just all of that. What do you think it is?
10.
Lynn said 10.
Five.
Lady over here said 1 a year, which is going the wrong direction. 5 is not as good as 10. See where this is going? I think you need to expect to get 250 referrals from every single client. Oh, come on, Carrie. Nobody knows 200. Are you serious? No, I'm not gonna expect 250. Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen to this. I belong to the John Wayne Tennis Club, Newport Beach, called Palisades right now. We have 600 members. I know 400 people. I play there pretty much every day. Sherry knows I'm there every day that I'm in town, which is not often, but I know 400 people that grew up. I've been a member there for 23 years. I know about maybe 50, 60 people at my church in Newport Beach, Mariners Church. I used to go to Bible study on Tuesday mornings. I know all those people intimately. I'm a member of the National Speakers Association. I'm part of their key group who has designations, and I'm probably one of the most elderly people there these days, I think. There are 3,500 people, and maybe I know 200 or 300 there, and the rest think they should know me because they heard my name before. Gang, I'm just loosely guessing here, but I think it comes out to maybe 800, 900 people. If you ask me for one or two, I'm going to give you one or two. You could have gotten a list of people to do a warm phone call with that know me. Don't expect to get, you know, one or two. Expect to get 250. And the way you do that is this. When you're with somebody doing listing appointments sometime, just loosely say, what kind of groups do you belong to? What kind of professional groups? What kind of social groups do you belong to? Keep that in your head. And when you do a deal with them, then go back and say, I'd like to meet some of those people. Would that be okay with you? Interestingly enough, I played pro tennis in 1976 through 1978. That's me. Oh, and I went as, I don't know, I was about maybe 22 years old. I don't want any bad comments about the shorts. I'm embarrassed about the shorts, okay? So I don't want to hear this, yeah. I was ranked 95 in the world until they fixed the ATP computer ranking system where I slipped 10,033. My claim to fame, though, was Jimmy Connors. I played Jimmy Connors in 1977. Jimmy Connors had one, it was the first round, by the way, Dallas, Texas, Reunion Hall, WCT. Yeah, I played Jimmy Connors. Jimmy Connors had one tennis court strategy with me. It was called clean my clock. He beat me 6-1, 6-0. I'm exaggerating that by one game, by the way. Now, the reason I mention this is because Palisades is the place that I spend most of the time with most people. And on page 32 in Palisades directory, it's Lindsay Davenport. Lindsay Davenport was number one in the world. She lives in Laguna Beach. I see her constantly. She still makes about $8 million a year. She won Wimbledon 6-7 years ago, was it? Maybe 9 years ago. And I said to Lindsay, do realtors ever prospect you? Oh, all the time. They're trying to list my house. They're trying to get me to buy things, investment properties, all the time. You know, I get mailings and things. It's constant. Do you ever work with any of the realtors that send you those mailings? Nope. How about the ones that cold call? Would you respond to a telephone call? Nope. How about an advertisement out of the newspaper or something? Things that just like a calendar that comes. No, I won't. But let me ask you something. If I gave a referral to a realtor to contact you, would you talk to the person? If it was you, Carrie, yeah, I guess I would. Ever happened before? Yeah, actually about 2 years ago. Only once? Yeah, only once. What happened? We had a lunch date set up, meet on Thursday. I was there. The realtor never showed up. The one time someone did it right, with a woman who's nearly a decamillionaire, and the person didn't show up. The most wealthy people do not get prospected at all, and they don't respond to anything but referrals. If you want a high network people to work with through listings or buyers, you're only going to use referrals, and you're going to actively promote it, pursue it, and work with it. Number three, find out about their personal life. So you got a referral name. What's your name, by the way?
Donna.
You got a referral name. Now, how do you make that referral? Do you just make a phone call saying, my name is Donna, I'd like to talk to you? Nope. No, use these words. How well do you know them? Can you tell me something special about them? Now, if you called me, by the way, and you said, Carrie, listen, I realize that you play pro tennis in the 70s. I know you got three daughters. Your oldest daughter is the chief of staff for congressman. Your wife is a flight attendant. I am not going to blow you off the telephone. I'm going to talk to you, and we're going to have a relationship. I may not list with you, but I'm going to make you feel like a friend of a friend. So what you say is, how well do you know him? Can you tell me something special about him? That actually happened to me. In 2003, I was building a second story in my home. A mortgage broker called me, and he said, I talked to your lawyer, Alan Legay. I'd love to chat with you. He told me that you play pro tennis, you've got daughters over there, and I was very impressed. And he said, when you're ready, I'd like to do the mortgage, maybe do some bridge loans for your second story. I said, thanks. 3 months later, I started the loan. And then I discovered, because I used to write for Mortgage Originator magazine, that his associate, actually the boss broker of his office, had actually was named one of the top 100 mortgage brokers in America. I called her. And I said, I'm working with this Jesse. I'd like to chat with you. Never got a response. Called second time, third time, fourth time, five times. And when I realized that they had no relationship in their office, I pulled the loan. And the guy called me and said, what happened? This is, we had this thing going. I said, man, if your boss won't call me back, what kind of relationship are you going to have with me? So the guy did everything right except for the relationship, and I gave it to somebody else. Clients care about relationships. Here is the money shot. This is what's going to make you money. It's a technique that you're going to use with your clients every 3 months. And I promise your business will increase by 36% within 30 days. Promise. It's called catch-up update referral. I want you to call your clients every 3 months, telephone or face-to-face. And number one, catch up on the family. How's little Johnny? How's your daughter doing? Is Catherine still at CU Boulder? How's her grades? Is she still pre-med? Number two, update. Now, this is where it's really going to get good for you. Update on two things. Do a CMA with them, just loosely. You don't have to do a whole blown-out CMA. Let them help you at the economy. Here's what the market has done. Here's what the market may do. We've got its inventory. And by the way, what I recommend you do also is talk to these people about macroeconomic news, about the stock market, about economy. The U.S. right now is going at about maybe 1.2 to 1.5% GDP. Looks like we're having a lot of pressure now. The market's more volatile than it was before. Because of some of the fiscal cliff stuff and the sequestration, we're seeing a little lack of spending, which is happening. And by the way, if you'd like to find out more about what to say in those phone calls, you can go to this blog, which is called Kerry John for free. KerryJohnson.com/blog, KerryJohnson.com/blog, and you'll get talking points that you can use in the phone calls. And all you have to do after you do a market update is engage. I'm going to talk about that a lot after the break, but the way you engage is, tell me, how is this stuff affecting you? What do you think your house is worth right now? What are your neighbors doing? Do you have any thoughts about this stuff? I mean, just tell me what you're thinking. They will let you know what they want to do if you engage every 3 months. And number three is referrals. Use the three referral sentences we just went through. Your business will go up by 36% within 1 month. I promise. Next. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you about Matt Larman. Matt Larman is my client, my coaching client. We work every week together. He started making these phone calls. The first person that he called was Rick, and he got a voicemail. Hey, Rick, this is Matt. Just want to let you know that I just wanted to talk about what's happening in the market. Listen, if I don't get a phone call back from you, I'll call you in 3 months, so don't worry about this. I just wanted to catch up. So call me at 513-222, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Click. 5 minutes later, lady calls. Were you trying to call a guy named Rick? Yep, I was. Wow, really? Well, you got the wrong number. Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you really call your clients every 3 months? True story. He said, yes, I do. Well, do you handle homes that are valued more than $1 million? Yes, I do. Matt said, I'm going to start dialing wrong numbers from now on.
Learn something about the referred lead's personal life. Expect to get 250 referrals from each client and the 3 month call script. You know, of all the techniques in getting referrals, the 3 month call script has got to be the most important. The average realtor talks to clients only once after the transaction. Yet the average homeowner will buy and sell every 7 to 10 years. Most buyers and sellers use a different realtor for every transaction. Why is this? Because realtors don't keep in touch. One realtor coaching client told me that she sends out a newsletter every month. The clients don't list and buy from you because you send them a newsletter. They buy because you maintain the relationship. They use you because they trust you. That's why telephone and face-to-face relationships are so important. So, first, catch up on the family. Secondly, give the client or prospect a real estate market update or even a macroeconomic update. Talk about mortgage interest rates and where you see the real estate market headed. Part of the update is to engage. Ask them about their goals, their plans, their views, but never pitch. If you pitch, your clients and network will not accept future phone calls. If you want talking points for those calls using economic update information, go to my website, carriejohnson.com/blog. That's carriejohnson.com/blog. I update this page every 2 weeks. This is a free resource for you to use on your 3-month phone calls.
Here's where you're really going to make a lot of money. And only a few of you will do this, but it's high net worth. It's big time. This is my client, Fred Campbell. Fred Campbell actually had me speak in December in Fresno, California at his client meeting. He had 240 clients there. It was big. I spoke about it in my new book, Why Smart People Make Dumb Mistakes with the Money. It was really interesting, too, because he had 240 clients there. He had 120 guests because he gave away, did drawings for a couple of iPads and things. It was expensive. He spent a lot of money on it. He got 80 appointments from the guests. He got 30 appointments from the clients. And listen to this, 700 referrals. But you're thinking, well, Carrie, you know, I don't want to spend that much money. I don't have like 600 people in a room. Well, then you do what Bob Messina does. Bob Messina decided that he was going to do a monthly program for just key clients. So he took his database, which in his case is small, only has 60 clients. He took a third. Every month he does a third of his clients, has everybody at Fashion Island, the Ritz restaurant, and he just does a market update, talks about financing, what markets are going to do. He always gets 15 of his clients. He always gets 9 guests there because he gives away iPads or Kindle Fires, et cetera. And he always books 6 to 7 appointments every single time. And he always makes it worth it. When you are really good, you're going to start doing client events with your clients on a frequent basis.
One of the best ways to gain referrals is not to ask. Listening for the names of friends and relatives is an elegant way to get them. You know, I spoke at a conference recently in West Virginia. The meeting planner took me out to dinner and spent almost the whole time talking about her friends in the meetings industry. I made a mental note of all the names. After my presentation, the next day she congratulated me. She was really happy with the program and said that she would give me the name of a contact at another association. So I asked if she would mind me using her name as a referral source to some of the people she mentioned the night before. She laughed and said, "You mean you really listen to me? You actually listen?" I said, "Of course I did." She said, "Well, in that case, I'll give you a few more." So one turned into 10. And many tens of thousands of dollars in new business and speaking fees. Often the best way to ask for referrals is not to ask. As you can see, a lot of people don't even ask for referrals, let alone make good use of them. It's amazing to me that some people actually never sell with referrals. They're working way too hard for very little money compared to what they could be making. It's also important to constantly mention referrals. Actually, you only need to remind the prospect that you'll be asking for referrals later. A way to say this is, now, don't let me forget to ask you later for referrals to your friends. This prevents them from bolting away after they sign the paperwork. Also, I can't stress enough how important it is to find out something about the referred lead's personal life. While getting a referral is good, finding out something about them is even better. I was contacted a while ago by a realtor. He was referred to me by a friend I play golf with. When the realtor called asking for an appointment, I told him I was very happy with my current realtor, but thanks for the phone call anyway. He then mentioned my golf game and asked if my slice was as bad as my golf buddy said. I laughed, and I asked if he knew how to cure it. He told me he couldn't help my swing, but he would like to get together to talk about my home and what I thought it was worth. He ended up closing me because he did his homework. The more you know about the referred lead, the more receptive they'll be to you. Have you ever asked for a referral and the client or contact said they don't like to give out names? They've had bad experiences in the past. Well, one of my coaching clients, Boston guy named Rich, told me he asked clients for referrals, and 2 out of 10 say they felt uncomfortable because they'd given out referrals before. Their friends were hard closed and complained to him. Unfortunately, you've inherited their bad experiences. The real issue is not that they won't give you referrals, but instead that you're wasting your time asking for them. So, if you could find out ahead of time that they will never give you referrals, would that help? Well, here it is. It's called the comfort response. At the end of the first meeting with the buyer or seller, ask them, I really enjoy working with folks like you. Then do the 75-82% rule sentence we've talked about before. And then say, what would I have to do to make you feel comfortable enough to be introduced to your friends and network? Let me say that one more time. What would I have to do to make you feel comfortable enough to introduce me to your friends and network? You know, they'll only say two things. Either they'll say, no problem, we'd love to introduce you, or they'll say, we really wouldn't feel comfortable. So either way you win. If they agree, all you have to do at the end is to remind them of their commitment. You might say, remember a few weeks ago I asked what I would have to do to be introduced to your friends, and you mentioned that would be fine. Do you still feel comfortable introducing me to your friends and network now? If the prospect felt uncomfortable in giving referrals, we will only make them a C client and only call them once a year instead of every 3 months. Of course, we'd always use the 3-month call script. We want their next sale or home purchase, but we're not going to ask them for referrals. Plus, they may just change their mind. You know, a few years ago, I came home from work and a carpet cleaner showed me the area of a stained stairway he was able to clean. He then asked for referrals to my neighbors, and then it hit me. If a carpet cleaner is asking for referrals, the rest of us ought to up our game. Friends don't ask for referrals from other friends. They ask for, ready for this, introductions. From now on, use these words. I would love to be introduced to your friends. Who do you know who could benefit from the kind of relationship we've had so far? It's a much more elegant way of getting referrals. Plus, it just might take away their resistance to giving out referrals in favor of giving out introductions. You know, sometimes just a single word makes all the difference. Talk to the person next to you and go through each of the steps on getting referrals as if you were talking to a real client. You may want to refer to the study guide in this program if you need to review the steps. If you're the one being asked for names, mention that you don't know anybody and see how your partner responds. How'd you do in the exercise? If you could practice this script for only 5 minutes per day, getting referrals will be an automatic part of every conversation. On how to get referrals part two, we'll talk about how you can gain 70 referrals in just one day and what to say to those referred leads to get them to meet with you. Thanks for listening. I look forward to working with you again on another Peak Performance video.